is a unique opportunity to, like how we treat any piece of theater, to look around you and look at the space you're in and treat it as another character as opposed to just a setting to where you are. And I think people are kind of, you know, things are slowing down, so they have the time to look around and see that.
People are doing an excellent job of social distancing and only going out when they have to. But could there be a downside to this when this is all over?
We've started this conversation. When are we going to feel comfortable sitting in a tight room with a bunch of other people again? And we don't know the answer to that right now. Fortunately for us, the next big thing on our docket is scheduled for October. It's a choose-your-own-adventure piece. The audience will have the opportunity to work their way through the venue at their own pace, and they could go wherever they want to go. If they don't want to stand next to someone, they don't have to. So that's a unique opportunity for No Exit, in that we have, you know, that's how we create our work, in that we sometimes let the audience figure out where they want to go. And so maybe that will be a way to ease back into it.
You guys have presented a lot of really intriguing and thought-provoking plays over the course of the years. Do any of them come back to mind with you right now as we're experiencing this public health crisis?
Right after the 2016 election, we made a quick change in what our season was supposed to be, and we ended up doing George Orwell's 1984. I think maybe the reason that's resonating right now is because just in the news today, I heard that, you know, they're working on efforts to track people who might have been exposed to the virus and to work backwards to find the different points of exposure and, you know, get people in quarantine and slow or stop the spread. And that idea of surveillance and tracking and keeping tabs on people is scary, but also it's ultimately useful. It's got a purpose.
You wear many hats with No Exit and in the theater world in Indianapolis in general, on stage, behind the scenes, directing, and writing. Are you creating a new play of some sorts in your head, taking in all of this information as you're experiencing it?
Well, it's interesting that you should mention that, because it's an idea that I can't get out of my head right now. And what I'm really struggling with is everyone is fully immersed in the same situation right now. That does not sound like something interesting that I'd like to see on stage, but how do I take the circumstances that we're all in and turn it into something that helps process or get beyond or move on past it once we're finally able to? You know, it's going to change all of us in some way or another, and that's a story.
A large part of acting is reacting. Do you feel that your training as an actor is helping you to cope with the day-to-day anxiety and uncertainty of this public health crisis?
I certainly think that it does help in some ways. I also think one of the biggest tools of the actor is empathy, and it makes it pretty difficult to watch the news every day or listen to the news every day without it weighing on you. But with that theatrical training, I'm pretty good at releasing my emotions and sharing what I'm feeling and hopefully turning them into something productive and helpful.
Thank you, Ryan, so much for sharing your time with us.
Bill, thanks so much for this conversation.